A word for you from Romans chapter 1, verse 4. And was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. You'll find that although our Lord's death is the very crux of our salvation, when he carried our sins into his own body, died for us in our place, but the resurrection is as important and is an integral part of the message always. You can go back and look at Acts chapter 13 when Paul is preaching the very heart of the gospel. He does speak about the death of the Lord, but he speaks about the resurrection, and that is what gets to the people. When he addresses that issue, you find that the Holy Spirit is at work. We find also, for instance, in his epistles, in Romans and 2 Corinthians 4 verse 10, for instance, it says, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. So the question is, do you have resurrection life? In Romans 1 verse 4, it declares that he became his son by resurrection. Of course, Jesus has always been the Son of God. He is the eternal Son. But if it says that, then it is so that we can identify with the truth of it, that we too are called his sons when the resurrection life of God is in us. We are not equal to Christ, but his life is in us. We are his children. We are the sons of God. And that is why it speaks that in John 1 verse 12, that to all who received him, he gave the power to become the sons of God. What is that power? It's found in the resurrection of Christ. For in his resurrection, the Holy Spirit comes down. Yes, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. You can receive his power. Ungatholu moya wak oingwele. Ungagwala ngenga yoguvuga kwake. Outside of his resurrection power, you will lead a defeated life. But notice that it is always connected to his death. So Paul says, we are carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our bodies. Again, the question, do you carry about in you his death so that his life can be evident?